Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Béni Jésus Christ.
Father, we are preaching the word of God to this people.
Baba, ma pori nyeno ma maave mana.
And I want your anointing to follow this word, Lord Jesus.
Mahone ti mweli le nyeno mana.
Let it set people free.
Ge mi afan.
Let it heal the sick.
Ge mi agbiran,
mo agbiran. Let it make the blind to see.
Ge mo ave mani deri ni adegi.
Let it make the lame to walk.
Ami mani kya kya swa kya.
Rise up and walk.
Eni wogi akya swa kya.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Béni Jésus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen that is listening.
Ave ten dami ho.
I bring the word of God to you today. I want to talk to you about the power of Jesus.
Jesus Christ
that you perhaps have heard about. I want to tell you about his power to heal the sick.
And
as we are preaching this word right now, if you have a friend or you know somebody that is sick, go call him or go carry him to listen to this radio broadcast. Because after this sermon, we are going to pray for the sick. And the power in that name of Jesus is going to heal the sick. To demonstrate to you the power of the kingdom of Jesus that is coming. Because when Jesus Christ sent me out to preach this gospel, he said, I shall love whatsoever I say it. And that authority is what I'm going to use to pray for the sick right now. You may say, whom is God going to heal? You is the one that's going to heal. He wants to heal your body. Because he loves you. And then he wants you to come to him if you have not come to Jesus yet. Because he loves you much more. He loves you too much to let you go to hell. He himself came into this world and put on a woman flesh. The creator of the universe came into this world. And he was born like a baby. And he named himself Jesus. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ walked on this planet. And he went about doing good when he was in his ministry. He was setting men free from afflictions of the devil. He had the power to lay down his life and he had the power to take up his life himself. But he laid down his life for you and for me, so that we can be free from sin. That is the only sacrifice that can take sin away from mankind. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden in those days, human beings lost the power and control over this world. From that time forward, human beings have been lost totally to hell and
fire.
But the Bible says God so loved this world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God promised salvation for human race. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, the devil has dominion upon this world from that time forward. And the devil was the one that had been afflicting human beings with sicknesses and diseases. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anyone think it is God that put that sickness on you. No, God does not put sickness on anybody. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him.
And
with his stripes we are healed.
That
was the book of Isaiah chapter 53:5
and 5.
Jesus Christ has paid for it all.
All
you need to do is to come to Jesus.
Because
he's merciful, even if you have not been born again, he will heal your body still.
And when you
are born again, it is your right to be in good health. And God wants you to know your rights. That's why he's still allowing the devil to still be doing what he's doing, so that we can know our
rights.
When you know your rights, you are to rebuke the devil. That it shouldn't even afflict you anymore. Because you are no more under his bondage. You are no more under his jurisdiction. You have been bought by Jesus Christ. And then you can tell the devil to let be gone.
He should
go. The Bible said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm telling you this. Jesus Christ has paid for our sins and for our sicknesses. So the devil has no right to put any sickness upon any man. But every man has got to come to Jesus to learn about this. And every man has got to come to Jesus to claim that right. So that when you stand against the devil and you tell the devil to go, the devil will fear.
When
you tell the devil to go in the name of Jesus Christ, he must obey. And that is the power Jesus has given to us to cast out devils. To heal the sick. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
In Gospel of John chapter 5. Verse 1-9. Listen to what Jesus Christ said here. They said after this there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the waters to be moved. Let me tell you this story by my mouth.
When you met I,
you could have read it yourself before in the Bible. They said an angel normally come down into this water. And it will trouble the water,
although look at many
in some seasons. Any person that first entered that water after that will be healed of their infirmities. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And there are so many people that gather at the water waiting for this angel.
But
you know something? The God that sent the angels to into that water was walking in Jerusalem.
And
these people, they heard about Jesus. They see they didn't leave the water to go and look for Jesus. Jesus wants you to come unto him.
Jesus Christ, your own we day.
To show your faith, you must come to Jesus.
Where ya your day.
If you don't come to Jesus, then you may not be healed from your sicknesses. I'm reading this story to point to the fact that if you don't go out of the water and look for Jesus, you may be there.
Amen. Tam when you have minana no sun we ma we.
In verse 5, they said a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying,
and knew
that he had been now a long time in that bondage, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is asking you the same question. Will you be made whole? Will you like to be healed from your sicknesses? The people that are needing doctors, they look for doctors. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
when I Jesus Christ,
and you know he has the power,
when you tea,
and you are sick, you need his help.
And
you have to go and look for him. You have to look out for him. Go wherever he is and go look for him. Jesus Christ went to this pool. There are so many people that were sick that were gathered around that pool of water. But you want me to know, I want you to know something. The Lord Jesus didn't send all of them away. He didn't send all of them away from that pool. Because sometimes when we are preaching in a place, some people tell us that if you people say you have this power, indeed. Why don't you go to that hospital and send everybody free from their sickness? In fact, there was one man that lost his wife because of that foolish talk. The Lord led me to a man's house in northern Nigeria 1 year. The Lord said, knock on this door. He wanted to help somebody there. And I knocked on the door, and a man came out finally. I started preaching to him about
Jesus.
This man had a woman, his wife was in the hospital sick. But because the man does not want to believe in Jesus, I was preaching to him that Jesus has power to set us free. And the man was saying that if this power is still alive, he will bring water so that I can turn the water to wine. This unbeliever was telling me that I have to turn water to wine before he can believe this power of Jesus. And I was telling the man, like, look, I'm not going to turn water to wine, but if you have anybody sick right now, you bring the fellow. And I will pray for the sick, and the sick will be healed.
And now, may one. But when I'm a man,
because when Jesus Christ sent me to do this work, he said, heal the sick, make the lame to walk, make the blind to see. Then he said, go and turn water to wine.
No, okay, no,
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Instead of this man telling me that his wife is sick, I should pray for him, for her, he just kept quiet and didn't say anything.
No, no, pe ana aya tamare gbe mara owo kin yen ni lerun ne ona ona kun hu ama you know kind.
And the man kept arguing with me that there's no power like that anymore.
O pe ana talave mi no ma keke owo e tin very giro.
And I had to leave the man alone.
E na so pe ani ya o.
I tell you, the second day the man's wife died.
Okay, day gbe
I'm telling you this because Jesus Christ wants you to be set free. But you have to look for Jesus. You have to believe. Don't be arguing that there is no more power. There's power of Jesus when he sent us to do this work. This same Jesus is still alive today.
Jesus Christ ni oge ne no gbera ni owa yero e na.
He is not like any of the prophets at all.
Oma ye baba ka sero pa.
All the prophets that started some religions, they were all dead.
Ave aka se ni be sun ogin ya wulo ne.
You may call Muhammad, he can't help you, he's dead.
O metire ti Muhammad e metire yo bonu e.
You can call Moses, he can't help you, he died also.
Una ti Moses e metire yo bonu e be wu.
But the one that rose again by himself is Jesus.
Not to boy your pagbe we reading or Jesus Christ.
And he is still alive today.
Oh, why you raw the name?
And he has sent us to preach this gospel to you.
Your giman in my pouring in my
behold, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Oh, we gay, wagu wero, ya se.
And he has sent this power with us.
Oh, very a tiny man, no very little man.
These signs shall follow them that believe in me.
Oh, we mi on yunu ana ha lele mani.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
They
speak with new tongues.
They
shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
They shall
lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover.
The
same power of Jesus wants to set you free from your sickness now. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, when we go to hospitals to pray for the sick,
mana ariye o osikito ya lenu no
ne mara. We don't just set everybody free.
Ma wa wa lenu ne wa ya ne wa ya egbe wa ran ya.
Just shall live by faith.
Omo no ya yi ore emi o ami mi.
You have to believe in Jesus.
Oke ken we yi Jesus Christ.
You have to believe in the prayer.
Oke ken we we ye erun ni yi.
It's like when you go to a doctor.
And you say,
doctor, you tell the doctor that you are sick of a particular sickness.
And the
doctor say, okay, go and take this tablet and throw it in your mouth every day. Do you know that it is your faith in that tablet that is making the doctor to work? If you don't believe in the doctor and you don't believe in the tablet, you won't take it. The same thing, you have to come to Jesus. You have to believe in the prayer that these people are praying for you, you are going to be well. You have to believe that Jesus Christ has this power to heal you. And you have to also believe that Jesus is still alive today, healing people. Because the Bible said he rose again from the dead. You can call God from now till from now till tonight. He won't help you unless you call his name.
When I tell you, Saloba, I say, Degbe, Eri, you born with to change.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Enya, Jesus Christi.
And that is when you call him by that name that he know that you really know him. It is the name that saves mankind. That is the name that was given to man for the salvation of mankind.
In the
book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
There
is no salvation in any other person. And there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I said, when Jesus Christ went to by this pool of water, he saw all those people lying down there waiting for the angel. Whereas Jesus Christ, he was the one that was sending that angel. The God that was sending the angel on errand came by himself.
Amen. Oh, Salobani no Gagali, you're not to boy a day.
Because he came as a human being, they didn't believe. All those sick people, they have heard stories that Jesus Christ is healing people in the streets. Instead of them leaving the place and looking for Jesus, they stayed there looking for an angel to come and rub water. That was why Jesus Christ went by there. He didn't go to them. But there was a man there that had been there for a long time. The only man that Jesus Christ went to. You will see the reason why Jesus Christ went to him. You will see from what that man said. The man said he has nobody to carry him. Nobody to even carry him into the water. Even if he was the first person that saw the angel. He didn't have anybody to carry him into the water. So that while he was crawling to the water, somebody else jumped in before him. So you can imagine, even if the man has heard about Jesus, he couldn't walk and look for Jesus by himself. He didn't have anybody to carry him into the water. How much more to carry him to Jesus? That's why Jesus Christ went to him. But if you can look for Jesus, you better seek Jesus. So that you can be saved and be healed from your sicknesses. And that is what I'm telling you about the power of healing of Jesus. Jesus is still healing today. His power is still alive through us. He has sent us to heal the sick. To make the lame walk. To make the blind to see. To preach the good news of the kingdom of God that is coming. And this kingdom is coming where there will be no more sicknesses. And that's why we are preaching it to you. And he's giving us this power so that we can demonstrate that in this kingdom there will be no sicknesses anymore. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, do you want to be made whole?
That
was the question Jesus Christ asked the man.
And
the man said that yes, he wanted to be made whole. And Jesus Christ told him to rise up and take his bed and go. And the man was healed. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I remember many years ago, I was in the northern part of Nigeria.
In Arutausa,
I think I was in a city called Kefi. I think it was Kefi. In Plateau State.
In Plateau State.
If it is not Kefi, it has to be Panchin.
I
was by the market. I was preaching to the people in Hausa. And I saw a man that was standing holding a post. And the way he was dressed, I know he must be speaking English.
Because
I didn't understand much Hausa.
And
after I preached to the people,
the
Holy Ghost made me turn to the man.
And I
said to the man from the Holy Spirit,
I said,
Mr. Man,
say,
so do you believe the Lord can heal you of anything right now?
Jesus Christ,
do you believe the Lord can make you whole?
I want
you to know that I didn't know whether he was sick or not at all.
And when me can I
because he was standing well dressed. But the Holy Ghost knew what was his problem.
But you know why,
I just turned to him by the Holy Ghost.
And
I said, do you believe you can be made whole if you believe God?
And I pray
for you right now. He said, yes, I believe. And I punched my hand to him.
And
I said, be whole of your plague in the name of Jesus. I tell you, the man shook. From the head to toe, he was shaking. I didn't touch him.
In my book,
I just pointed to him
from
a distance. And I spoke that the whole of your plague. But the Holy Ghost touched him. And the man shook from head to toe.
You
know what the man said? The man looked at me and said, thank you. Thank you. I didn't know what was wrong with the man. But the man knew what was wrong with him that was healed. That was right there in the street. Right by the market. I'm telling you, young man, listen to me. Whatever is your sickness,
I want
to pray for you right now.
Jesus
Christ wants to touch you and set you free.
Jesus Christ,
why does he want to heal your body? Because he loves you. He wants you to be well. He also loves you. He wants to come into his kingdom and be saved from your sin. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus Christ wants to set you free from sicknesses.
Jesus Christ,
remember the story of the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to 18, they came to Jesus at a distance. Master, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ said, go and show yourself to the priest. And while they were going, they were made whole. One thing, whatever the Lord tells you to do, you must do it. I'm going to pray for you right now. And lay your hand upon any part of you that is affected. Wherever you are hurting, lay your hand upon it right now. And I'm going to pray for you. And the power of this prayer is going to hit you.
Because
faith comes by hearing.
And
the Lord that is speaking to you is spirit and is life. And that spirit of Jesus is coming by you right now.
It's
going to your ears.
Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
I pray for all these people that are listening.
And
they are touching any part of their body that are sick.
Baba,
I command healing there.
Baba,
be healed of your plagues and infirmities. In the name of Jesus,
be
healed of your plagues and your infirmities. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every spirit of sickness, come out of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I want you to write to me because you have been healed. Begin to do whatever you cannot do before. Stretch your arms and stretch your legs. And now write to me and testify of this healing. Because Jesus Christ has healed you. And some of you, as you go, as I say bye-bye, you are going to receive your own healing. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry, If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.